Welcome to another episode of China Match Podcast with me, your host, Iyana, bringing you new episodes every Wednesday at 8 p.m. on ChinaMatch.com and China Match Podcast on all podcast platforms. So go ahead and roll up. Hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode of China Match Podcast. It's me, Iyana. Thanks for tuning in. So with it being December now, I am preparing to plan out what I want my next year to look like and, you know, so forth. So in order to successfully do this, in comparison to the other times I've done it, like last year, you know, I did a vision board. I wrote down what I wanted to achieve, you know, this year. And honestly speaking, I didn't achieve as many things that I wrote down that I wanted to. Like, a lot of goals did not get scratched out this year. And I feel like part of that was because I was lacking in self-discipline and actually planning it out right, or planning it out to where I know I was going to be successful in it. So, you know, this time I wanted to have it planned out with more insight and more purpose. Like, some of the things I wrote down last year was just vague. Like, I want to go ziplining. I ain't go ziplining. So I'm going to do a life audit as well as do like a vision board, but do two vision boards. Like, I'm going to do a dream life vision board and then a 2023 vision board. And then once I have that done, I'm going to start planning out my goals for the first 3 months, and then what I want what the next 3 months look like, and so forth for whatever, and then overall year goals. Because I feel like I didn't do that. Like, I just was too vague, and I knew what the final vision was, but I didn't plan out what needed to happen before that, what needed to be achieved before it got to that point, you know? So this year I want to be more strict and more precise in what I'm doing. So I'm going to actually do this life audit with y'all. A life audit is a thorough assessment of your fulfillment and success and drawbacks on certain aspects of your life. So first, you got to figure out what areas, you know, the aspects you want to have. And that could be spirituality, self-development, career, family, finances, daily life, relationships, physical health and wellness, adventure, community, mental health, emotional health. So I choose out of that list, I do spirituality, self-development, career, business, family, finances, relationship, physical health, mental health, adventure. And community. So out of that, I'm going to scale myself. Well, rate out of, you know, scale of 1 to 10 on how fulfilled I feel in those areas. So right off the bat, I already know the areas that I feel fulfilled in and the areas that I don't feel as fulfilled in. And the areas that I don't feel fulfilled in is business, relationships, and finances, and community, for real. Like, I'm doing okay in these things. Like, as far as community, like, I have my nonprofit. I do what I do, but I don't feel like I'm doing everything that I can do, or I could do more, you know? Like, I know I could do more in my community. I know I can. I have the stuff written down. Like, I have the goals, but they weren't, but they call them SMART goals. So I know I can do so much better in that. Business, I don't even want to, like, career business, I don't feel fulfilled at all. Like, this is probably out of 1 to 10, it's like a good 6, for real. Like, I go to work and I don't want to work. like, I'm grateful. Let's pause now, because I'm very grateful that I'm able to be in a position to where I can financially take care of myself. But I don't want to clock in for somebody else. Like, I work at a healthcare tech company, and I would rather be doing something else with my 8 hours. From 8 to 4, I'd rather be doing something else. Doing something for me. Making my stuff pop. You know what I'm saying? So I don't feel fulfilled in that, because I'm still dependent financially on a job where I want to solely be on the finances of my own business. So now that I have the scale on how fulfilled I am in each of these areas, I have to answer the questions. And doing these journal prompts will definitely help dive deep in figuring out exactly what's been holding you back, why you actually want to do these things, like, why is this important for you? You know, diving deep on kind of on some stuff like shadow work. Like, if you're into spirituality or do shadow work, then it's some questions on along, like, related to things like that. So the first question is, what do I need to let go of? So what do I need to let go of within business, relationships, finances, and community? Or just overall, basically. I know for sure I need to let go of waste. I waste a lot of time, money, energy on things that don't serve me, you know? Like, even overthinking. I spend a lot of time overthinking about things when I don't have to, because after reading and learning and doing some self-development and spirituality work, the thoughts that we think are not even our thoughts. So it's like, why am I getting caught up on these thoughts that I'm having that's not even my thoughts? Like, I don't have to pause and reflect and drive myself into a freaking rabbit hole of thoughts. Because I know, like, in the past, a thought can lead to another thought, and that thought will go to that thought, and that thought would just, and it would just run on. And I would let the overthinking consume me to the point where I start letting it control how I acted. And I've been managing that so good. Like, after, you know, some reading and some self-care reflection and, you know, some spiritual stuff, I have learned to tune those out. Like, of course, it can always get better, because I still sometimes catch myself getting caught up in it, but it's so much better than what it used to be. So much better than what it used to be. Like, you know, I'll breathe, let it go. But I still want to do that. I still want to let that go. I need to let that go. Even wasting time on, you know, wasting energy on things that don't serve me. And knowing when to just let stuff go. Overall, let stuff go. Because I don't want to do that no more. I'll just say that. I don't want to carry these things until 2023, tomorrow, next week, in 3 hours. Like, I don't want to keep carrying these things. So I'm in process of making these changes so that I can, one, become a better me, and two, actually accomplish the goals that I want to accomplish, because these things be holding me back. Wasting money on stuff I don't even need. Stuff I don't even care to purchase. Just swiping my card, swiping it for no reason, swiping it to please others, swiping it, but no more. That card be put up. I put that card on lock. I lock my card. Like, me and my finances, me and my money, we were in a bad relationship, but it's getting better. It's getting so much better. And I'm very proud of myself. And I've been reading this book because that's, again, finances is something I'm not fulfilled in right now. So I've got this book called Personal Finance 101 because I need to learn better budgeting techniques Like, I do great now because I have to, you know, I care for myself. I have to, you know, do things by myself. So I'm okay with budgeting, but there's other things that I want to do. So this book, again, it's called Personal Finance 101, A Crash Course in Managing Your Money, gives out so much information. Like, some of the chapters are called Managing Credit Cards, Understanding Loans, Student Loans, Working, Finding the Income You Need, Housing Options, Living Together in Marriage, The Impact of Taxes, and Planning Your Retirement. So it gives you a lot of information, tips on not just budgeting, but even how to carry your finances when you're about to get married. In relationship, one thing for sure, I want to make new, I'm going to say the wrong word, sincere, real, long-lasting, compatible relationships, whether it's friends, business. I definitely, that is something I want to gain next year. With my relationships being one of the aspects in my life that I'm unfulfilled in, that's something I have to take an extra look at, to seeing, you know, why, what's been going on, what part have I played in the overall aspect of it. Well, the overall grand look of it. Because this year I've ended two relationships this year. Like a friendship, you know, like I've ended two relationships this year. And it's like, they all start off good, you know, but then something just happens. I don't know. I really don't know what happens. So that's something I'm definitely going to have to do some more, like, looking into. Because I definitely want friends, but it's like, I want quality friends. Like, I don't just want friends to count on my fingers. Like, I want friends that's actually going to be for real, like, that's going to be accountable for what they do. That are also looking to grow and not be stagnant. Like, those type of friendships, those type of business connections, people who are like-minded, and, you know, just looking to fulfill myself and looking to have that aspect fulfilled. So that's something I want to gain. Also financial literacy. And I've already taken the steps to doing that. Like, in the previous episode with myself and Mike, we were talking about ways to start and growing your financial knowledge and your financial portfolio. And one of the things that we were talking about is how you can go to your bank and just meet with a financial advisor. So I've already done that. I've, you know, reading the books, budgeting for real, for real. So next year, I want that to be, right now it's at a six. Next year, by the end of next year, I would like it to be at a, I want to gain some more hobbies, and not just gaining hobbies, but actually doing the hobbies. Like, I will get interested in something and then just change my mind or just stop. Not because I'm not disciplined enough to keep it going. It's just, I feel like I lose interest in it. But, like, I was big into, like, painting as a hobby. And then I don't know why, but I just stopped. I haven't painted in a while, for real. It's been a while since the last time I painted something besides, like, a pumpkin for Halloween. Like, I got a pole. I probably used that for maybe 4 months and haven't used it since. Ain't been to a class. Haven't logged into YouTube to look a routine up. I've not done that in so long. It's definitely some other things that I want to gain that I'm going to have to spend some more time in. Write down for sure. But these are some really good questions. What did I accomplish this year? I actually accomplished a lot of things this year. I created a new stream of income, and that's been going well. I've done things. Oh, I was featured in a magazine. I was featured in an online magazine this year. China Match came back for season 2 this year. I feel like I definitely successfully created and stood firm in boundaries. And I started looking into my family genealogy. Since I've been growing up, like when I was little, I can remember my mama saying, like, when we would fill out those forms where it's asking you for your race, we would put in, you know, African American Black. And she would always tell us how her mama, who was also Black, would always put that she was mixed, biracial, you know, something like that. So I finally sat down and talked to her to try to get some more information exactly on what our family history is, you know, our genealogy. And she was telling me, you know, as much information as she could, but honey, the trail go cold after great-grandfather. Yeah, it's hard to get information past that because they changed their names. My family changed their names on some trying to get away from the police type of stuff, things like that. But, you know, it was back then, so it was about like race and interracial things like that. So the name was changed. So I have no idea how to finish that off, but I definitely want to continue that. But that was definitely an accomplishment for me this year because I didn't know too much of nothing. Like, I didn't know too much about at least my maternal side on where my family really came from and understanding like the true story on why my grandma would always say she mixed biracial. So it was very eye-opening, and I'm glad that I started looking into that so I can know more about who I am and what makes me up, because I don't know, and I refuse to take one of those 23andMe I find it weird. Now, tell me what y'all think. Tell me if y'all done it. I would love to know if you've ever done one of those and what your results were. But I don't want to do one of those and send my DNA off to a lab that they keep forever. Like, I don't want to do that. But I did find an alternative, and it's Black-owned. And they say that they do not keep your DNA, your spit. I would recommend doing African ancestry. I didn't do it yet, but I feel like that's probably what I'm going to have to do. And this company, they destroy your DNA after they test it. So there's like 6 other questions. Instead of me going through and just answering them, I'll just read them. Because I definitely feel like, I truly feel like answering these questions is going to help when it comes to creating your vision board and planning out your next year and planning out your life for real. So after you do the life audit, the next step is going to and creating the vision board. And normally I do a digital vision board. Well, that's what I've been doing for like the last 2 years, is doing a digital vision board. And I'll create it using Canva and then just grabbing pictures off of, you know, Google, Pinterest, grabbing some pictures off of there and just writing down the overall goal of what it is. So what I want to do different this year, so instead of writing like the overall goal, I want to write down the affirmations that align with the images that I'm choosing. And also creating not just a 2023 vision board, but doing a dream life vision board. I've I haven't done one of those in forever. Like, I feel like sometimes, not in all aspects of my life, like, I'm very organized and planned out and meticulous when it comes to business and career. It's just, in other aspects, I just get laxed on it. And then for real, start like self-sabotaging myself and some other things too. But anyway, so after I do the vision board, then I'm going to actually write down the goals that I want to achieve each, starting off with the first 3 months. And then, of course, like writing out my overall goals for the year. But at least this way, I'll be planning out my year differently, or planning out how I want my 2023 to go differently, because I was just doing like those broad goals that I wanted to accomplish by the end of the year without putting in the actual, writing down like the actual things that need to happen before I get to that point. You know, I'm also going to do a vision board that I can keep up around my house, like keep in my room so that I can see it when I wake up, when I'm picking out clothes, when I'm exercising, when I'm doing just regular schmegler daily things walking around the house. Because I'm not always on my phone, like I'm not always on my computer, always on my iPad, like I'm not always sitting in front of a screen. So I feel like it may be a little overkill, but baby, I'm trying to change. I'm trying to improve and grow in 2023. I'm ready. But I would love to know, and like I'm already started with educating myself on the things that I need to that correlate and that correspond with the aspects that I want to be fulfilled in, and even the ones that I'm already fulfilled in, but I want to improve more. So I've already reading personal finance 101. So some other books that I've already read that I suggest is Law of Attraction. And that also, there's like a series with Law of Attraction, like Law of Connection is the other one. Some other books that I suggest that I'll definitely notate on my Instagram. So be sure to follow me on Instagram, trynamatch.podcast. But some other books, The Black Girl Guide to Financial Freedom, 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. And that's a series too. Radical Acceptance, Quantum Success, The Secret, The Goddess Black Woman, Don't Be a Wife to a Boyfriend, A Return to Love, Becoming Spiritual, The Four Agreements, The Fifth Agreement, Super Attractor, The Right to Sex, The 48 Laws of Power, and then that's a series too. But thank you guys for listening and joining me for another episode of Trying to Match Podcast, coming to you every Wednesday at 8 p.m. except for next week. So there will not be a new episode on the 21st or the 28th, just for the holiday season. But I will be back on January 4th. But thank you guys for listening. Good night. Happy holidays. Kwanzaa. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year.